Hey Soul Seekers, Kay here, and welcome to the Language of Our Soul podcast. This episode, we'll discuss how what we're about changes over time, and what a city says about a person. So without further ado, let's begin. The question last episode was, what are you about? What I'm about has changed over time. As I age, as I change hobbies and interests, what I'm about changes accordingly. Way back in school, I was about just getting by and having fun in the moment. School was just another word for prison, one that I had to stay for legal and social reasons. After that, what I was about was in massive flux. There was no easy way in or out, no pre-established path. I could be about anything and everything, yet I was about nothing. Lost in the desert, I meandered around and was about nothing. Just about existing, barely trying to get by. Along the way, I forged new relationships, lost old ones, rekindled them. I learned so much and realized that I learned so little. Only after reaching an oasis did I realize just how much I lost along the way. And how precious it is. If I continued as is, eventually I'd have nothing left once again. I was about having fun and getting by. I was about status and money. I was about career and work. But now I'm about connections and bonds. Life is an awfully lonely place. You'd think we're 7 billion people, it'd be easy to have deep connections with others. But it's not. Not if I remained as I was. Not if I never went out of my bedroom. Not if I always stayed home. So, with age, what I'm about has changed. I went out more, tried to talk to more and more people, forced myself to socialize, even if I don't mind sleeping until next year. You could say I lied to myself. I'm not currently about connections and bonds, but I want to be, going beyond my natural comfort to become who I want to be, or rather, preventing a future I'd rather avoid. It's tough, you know, forging connections, getting outside my protective shell, losing connections even more so, realizing that sometimes it's just not meant to be. Despite that, if I stop here, what would I even be about then? Wealth and status is such a bore to constantly need to one-up each other. Whilst dedicating every second of my life to work is not a life I want to live. Getting by and having fun worked as a child, in a world without any consequences. But now? Not so much. I cannot just quit tomorrow, even if I wish to do so. For the future does exist. To me, life sucks. It is miserable. It's just depression with periods of other emotions. To merely exist is not an option. If that was the only thing life was about, then I would have killed myself yesterday. Trying to change, trying new challenges, sustains me. It keeps me one step ahead of depression. Today, it's connections and bonds. Next year? Who knows? It'd be interesting to find out and see where this accursed life takes me. A place says a lot about a person, for each city has its own rules, atmosphere, and way of life. A countryside in the middle of nowhere has nothing for the adventurous and socially outgoing. Anyone who wants to do things will feel stagnated there. Major cities with high international attraction invites a large amount of activities and nightlife to cater for the crowd. Anyone wanting a quiet and peaceful life, free of large queues, would feel like they're in hell. Thus, a living place can become heaven and hell. So know thyself and thy city to have a great life. Small cities have problems with activities, distances, and the type of people who want to remain there. In today's age, capital is higher than ever, and moving becomes easier with the large amounts of jobs distributed across cities. Over time, a brain drain happens. Those chasing money goes to big cities, which also tends to have most of the jobs. the only ones who remain are those who chose to be there. Typically, those who are comfortable with what currently is, who won't think in terms of sci-fi futures, will remain in small cities. Minor things have red tape as changes are a disturbance to their current way of life. For me, such a city is misery. Nothing to do, everything is always closed, and the lack of activities means it's difficult to really meet anyone. Small cities revolve around dinner with friends, drinking and gambling, all of which I don't want to spend all my time doing. It just doesn't suit me, and trying to fit in only leads to depression, a constant sense of boredom, and an endless stream of whining. Large cities aren't perfect, but they offer something different. With the sheer amount of people, the number of interest groups increase. Although the internet has shortened the distance for others to find their crowd, complete online is different from offline. It gives choice. Instead of what can I even do today, it becomes what should I do today. The choice gives liberation and freedom, while simultaneously imposing FOMO. Yes, there is a lot to do, which results in doing absolutely nothing, feeling terrible. Selecting one thing means avoiding another. The mix of people you'll meet there will either be a great enjoyment or a massive roulette wheel. Yes, sometimes it would be amazing, whilst other times you would wish you just stayed home. Although large cities have increasingly career-orientated people who would shun you without sufficient connections to benefit them. For example, Singapore is a fun city for a little while, and then the only activities left are shopping centres. The size means there's only so much to do, which eventually becomes extremely boring. What sets each city apart is the people. The size of Singapore meant that it's quite easy to meet others, and even easier to repeatedly meet the same people. Forming bonds isn't like in the movies, where you would meet once and become best mates for life. It's meeting people at the same venue that breeds familiarity, which results in bonds. That's why spaces like gyms or the office are where people can easily form relationships. Tokyo isn't exactly a city. It's more like a jurisdiction that's composed of several cities, each of which have different flavors and detriments. Tokyo, that is Marunouchi, tends to have most of the office buildings which cater to formal and the upscale crowd. Most activities happen on the west side, Shibuya, Shinjuku, and the like. Although Tokyo is in Japan, there's a sizable international community there, which makes meeting people easy. Furthermore, due to the differences in language and culture, internationals who go out are more receptive to adventuring together. Most like how those who go to hostels make impromptu friends. For me, Tokyo was a great and fun city, as I wanted to go out and meet people. And randomly inviting out people I just met wasn't odd, it was just a part of the adventure. So what's your city like, and how would you define the people based on that? The big question this episode is it hypocritical to be an activist? With that concluding thought, thanks all for listening to the Language of El Sol podcast. If you wanted more, then visit my blog at langsol.com. Otherwise, email me at k@langsol.com to submit your own big questions or your answers. There is also a voice clip link in the description. All these details will be listed in the description.